This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Alaskans are increasingly concerned about the $3.5 billion state budget shortfall, and they're interested in using both state spending cuts and new revenue to close the gap. That's according to the Rasmussen Foundation's Plan for Alaska, which surveyed 800 Alaskans earlier this month. Compared with a similar survey in July, the share of residents who are extremely concerned about the shortfall rose from 31% to 43%. Two-thirds of residents want to close the shortfall with both spending cuts and new revenue, while 30% want only cuts. Rasmussen Foundation President Diane Kaplan said a majority in every region of the state supported a statewide sales tax. That's true even in areas that already have local sales taxes. While introducing a state personal income tax is the least popular option, with only 40% supporting the idea, support is higher if the tax were limited to those with incomes of $100,000 a year or more. Kaplan said a majority of Alaskans thought that was a great idea. Cutting spending is popular, with 55% supporting $500 million in cuts. But when asked for areas to reduce spending, fewer people could identify specific cuts. The enormous $940 million class action lawsuit against the Bureau of Indian Affairs on behalf of tribes cleared its last court hurdle yesterday in New Mexico. The case stems from decades of short funding tribal contracts. More than $100 million will be awarded to tribal organizations in Alaska. The settlement is similar to one reached with the Indian Health Service last year, which also found tribes had agreed to contract amounts for tribal services, but were then shorted the funds, or in some cases, not awarded any money at all for the signed contracts with the federal government. The Ramah Navajo tribe started the suit, which eventually became a class action for hundreds of tribes and tribal organizations across the nation. The suit covered BIA tribal contracts from 1994 until 2013. After the tribes won, notices went out to them laying out the settlement. One of the attorneys working the case for tribes is Lloyd Miller of Anchorage. He says a November deadline for tribes to object to the settlement terms passed with no disagreement.
Which was stunning to us, because a settlement that involves this kind of money and a lot of tribes, people are experienced with the Cobell case, which was in some corners very controversial. Not here. Absolute agreement across Indian country. And these are tribes that stand to gain a lot of money. Over 500 tribes are getting at least $100,000 out of the case, and as I said, into the millions and even tens of millions. So they've had their lawyers poring over it, and none of them objected to anything.
Although no tribes objected to the amount or the terms, Miller says they did hear from tribes that had been missed.
And the databases that the BIA had used to develop the master list was incomplete. So we found another database, and from that database we picked up another 55 tribes and intertribal organizations, many from Alaska. So now we have a total of 699 Alaska Native villages, American Indian tribes, and intertribal organizations.
Miller says the incomplete lists were the result of software changes within the BIA over the course of the 20 years the litigation has been ongoing. The additional tribal groups have been included in the settlement, and the judge should issue final orders in the case within the next 2 weeks. Payments ranging from tens of millions to tens of thousands of dollars will be issued towards spring. Miller says more than $123 million will be distributed to 209 tribes in Alaska. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.